Nymphomaniac, the latest work by Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier, director of Breaking the Waves and Melancholia, is filled with abundant amounts of explicit sex. It's being released in two parts. Volume 1 opens in limited release this week, Volume 2 on April 4th. But both can currently be seen on demand on a number of cable systems. Our film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Lars von Trier's latest provocation is an episodic sexual epic called Nymphomaniac, which comes in two 2-hour parts, or volumes, though it's basically one movie sliced in half. The thinking must have been, who wants 4 hours of hardcore sex and philosophizing? And if you say, me, me, I suggest seeing both back to back. It's an art house orgy. Should you see it at all? I recommend it guardedly. It's dumb, but in a bold, ambitious way movies aren't these days, especially with sex in the equation. And it's funny, sometimes intentionally. The protagonist is what the title says, a woman who craves constant sex. That's sex without love or emotional connection, sex to assert what she calls her power as a woman. The story is told in flashbacks. In the prologue, a seeming Good Samaritan named Seligman, played by Stellan Skarsgård, stumbles on a filthy, bloodied woman in a courtyard. Her name is Jo. She's played by Charlotte Gainsbourg, and while he tends to her wounds in his bachelor flat, she tells him of her life. Years earlier, Jo, played as a teen and younger woman by Stacey Martin, offers her virginity to Shia LaBeouf's rich boy Jerome, who accepts it indifferently while fixing a bike. After this momentous non-event, Jo cruises shamelessly. The older Jo tells Seligman about a key day in her teens, a sexual conquest bet with a friend on a train, the prize a bag of sweets. Seligman, for his part, finds parallels with his old fishing book, The Complete Angler.
The idea was a competition. We were to go on a train trip. B said there was no need for tickets. The one who had the most men when we reached the destination would win the chocolate sweets.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Interrupt here. What you were doing when you walked down that corridor, you were reading the river.
It's hard to tell if Seligman's reading the river interjection is meant to be serious or if von Trier is satirizing the tendency to over-intellectualize, Seligman's and his own. I think it's both. We laugh, but we're supposed to buy the parallel too. Von Trier makes the case in film after film that humans are totally controlled by forces biological and/or social. They have as much free will as fish. I find that viewpoint, along with most of von Trier's movies, untenable. But I have to admit that in the sexual arena he has a case, at least regarding males. One of Nymphomaniac's best scenes is on that train, when Jo throws herself at a man who turns out to be saving his sperm for a wife who desperately wants a child. He begs and cries that she leave him be. But, of course, he succumbs. The origins of Jo's compulsion are more complicated. Gainsbourg and Martin have matching long faces and lithe bodies, but it's hard to read anything in the younger Jo's expression beyond robotic determination to have sex. And later, when the older Jo forms an erotic relationship with a man who whips her to be punished. In one sequence, there's a parade of multiracial, multi-ethnic male sexual organs in close-up, followed by more of Seligman's comparisons. We get his musings on the Fibonacci sequence in math, and later the so-called cantus firmus at the core of Bach's polyphonic compositions. In the days since seeing the film, I've pondered Seligman's comparisons between Jo's peculiar sexual urges and fishing, Bach, and Fibonacci, and concluded there's not much to them. But they are entertaining. As the Sundance Kid would say to Butch Cassidy, You just keep thinking, Lars. That's what you're good at. There is one scene that rips the fabric of Nymphomaniac, not because it breaks from von Trier's view of humanity, but because he's written such a juicy character, you almost forget what movie you're watching. She's the wife of one of Joe's lovers, and played by Uma Thurman. She busts into Joe's flat with her two little children in tow, and goes from elaborate mock politeness to withering denunciation. Thurman is gloriously exhibitionistic. It's as if Kill Bill had been reimagined along the lines of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Who'd have thought this aging punk misanthropist Lars von Trier had so much blood in him?
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.